Okay, it is 10 minutes after 1 on 9th of February, 2006, and I call this meeting of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs to order. Present, we have Representative Sisna, Representative Thomas, Representative Elkin, and myself, Chairman Bob Lynn. And today we have House Bill 354 before us. It's a bill of the House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. And if you all had a chance to look at this bill here?
Yep.
I would propose, and I have been in consultation with some people on the Military and Veterans Affairs Department, and they had some suggestions, and I would probably offer an amendment at this point.
Great. Conceptual?
Conceptual amendment on page 1, line 12, where it says the governor shall consider, my amendment would be to delete the word shall and insert should, and delete the words and give preference to, and should consider persons with at least 5 years service in the Guard and so on. That okay?
Okay.
Good.
So the new version
would be the governor should consider persons with at least 5 years of the National National Guard or National Air National Guard. So change the shall to should.
You know, I'm not so sure I don't like the shall better.
Well, let's talk about it.
Should is fine.
Well, why did they say they wanted should? They didn't. There was a fiscal note that was attached to that or something like that?
The main difficulty was they're talking about separation of powers between the legislature and the administration. And the idea that here we have the legislature potentially telling the administration what they're going to do.
Hmm.
But can't we do that if it's not in the Constitution?
Yes. But I'm giving you their viewpoint. Kevin Jardell from the governor's office is supposed to be down here today to address this, and may I ask my staff.
No, he's not coming down. He's still waiting for the language that they wanted, and it still has to be approved by the governor. So,
if it says should, Governor Clark couldn't appoint whoever he wanted to. If
That's
it says
right.
shall, he can he can if he wants to. You know.
Got that one right.
And I object.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Okay. Want to call the roll on this? Any other further discussion?
Representative Elkin?
No.
Representative McGuire is absent. Representative Thomas?
Yes.
Representative Sisna?
Yes.
Representative Chair Lynn?
Yes.
3 yeas, 1 nay.
Need four.
Okay. Going to the bill itself now, thank you. Going to the bill itself now, it's a fairly simple bill, and just looking at the sponsor statement, the point is that we need to have somebody in Alaska who fits the unique requirements, who understands Alaska.
He's online.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Well, just let me introduce the bill here, then I'm going to go to testimony. Currently, the governor of Alaska is basically free to appoint any citizen of Alaska without other qualifications. And this bill attempts to remedy the situation by recognizing additional guidelines for appointees. The nature of a job obviously should require substantial experience and understanding of the military operations in general, and Alaska Guard and Air Guard in particular. And in summary, the Adjutant General, I believe, should be selected from a cadre of professional Alaskan officers that go through the military educational process or some active duty military. And so with that, we have anybody online? Mike, are you online?
Yes, sir. Mike Bridges here, representing the Alaska National Guard Officers Association.
Okay, Mike, would you like to give your testimony, please?
Basically, the written documents that you have there, I greatly participated or facilitated putting a lot of that information together. And the background is essentially as you see in front of you in the written products. But the longer I've been as a member of the National Guard, and again, today I'm representing the Officers Association, a separate private entity, it's just been in our experience collectively and my personal observation that the National Guard is unique among the military services because we have two, I won't call them masters, but we serve two unique audiences, both the federal government and the commander-in-chief on that side when we're federalized, which is the president, and the active component Army and Air Force provide a large quantity, the vast majority of our resourcing. We are obligated under the federal side of our business to be equivalent in training, experience, and capabilities, funding dependent and resourcing dependent, as our active component peers. And that's a big part of the request that we're looking that the Adjutant General for Alaska of the future be able to be federally recognized as a general officer. For when that Adjutant General leaves the borders of the state of Alaska, they then have to stand equivalent to their peers of active duty general officers and adjutants general of the other states that are federally recognized as general officers. That's one of the things that we're asking, that be one of the criteria that the governor look at very carefully. When they leave the state, if they're state general officers only by the governor in the state of Alaska, there is a significant difference in their standing. So that's one of the things that we're asking for in this legislation. The other one is with the National Guard and with Alaska, which is who we really, really care about, we are unique. We are a special state amongst all the states. We have unique criteria, conditions, population, demographics, emergency situations that we deal with, and all of those things where somebody who's not got at least a rooting in Alaska as a citizen, coming from the lower 48 or overseas assignments of active duty stationing and whatnot, they truly don't know Alaska. And it takes a long time to learn Alaska, frankly. So that's another aspect of what we're looking for with the Alaska time. And then the Alaska National Guard part of it as well kind of falls in with all of those. We would like somebody, and we believe they're now and into the future, the Alaska National Guard Officer Corps will grow its own, has grown its own, has extremely high-quality folks, and they should be given the first look.
Any questions for Mike Bridges? Thank you very much. Please stand by as we discuss the bill. Anybody else online to testify? Nobody else in the room? Any discussion? I'll close public testimony. Any discussion in the committee itself?
No, Mr. Chairman, I think it's a good bill, except for the should.
Well, yeah, and the pool question is probably the most important.
The what now, please?
The pool. Yeah,
please identify yourself.
Oh, Sharon Cisna, for the record. And it's just a question. We're just discussing, right? The fact that you might not have enough people is the only thing I can think of as being a problem. And I'd almost want to hear from a couple people on that particular issue just to kind of, you know, make sure that we're not making it really tough to fill this position.
I have talked to the administration as represented by some of the people in Military and Veterans Affairs Department. And this is going on to the State Affairs Committee, and I'm on that committee. Reverend Elkins is on the committee, and we can look at it.
You got this thing staffed.
What's that?
Never mind. I didn't say it.
Okay. So,
Generally, Mr. Chairman, that's a good bill. I
Mr. Thomas.
Representative Thomas.
Thank you. The only thing I see that would be probably nice is if you started your enlistment in Alaska and became a general, you're a homeboy. You know, I know a couple of my friends who ended up as colonels, full-bird colonels, out of the Army, came back home to retire. And what if we had a general at that rank? And I think if you or started your enlistment in Alaska, and they may never spent 5 years in the Guard, but they spent 18 years in Alaska, you can have people move to Alaska and be in the Guard 5 years and be a general. Maybe I'm a little confusing, but I just think that if you start your enlistment here and you become a general and you retire back to Alaska, you should be eligible.
So what you're saying is that maybe you'd want to have it be that it's either 5 years here or it's
begin your enlistment here.
Begin your enlistment here and as an alternative.
Are you saying, Reverend, that you could be an Alaskan resident, born and raised there, so you understand Alaska, and then you go outside someplace.
Exactly, and that's what they're looking for.
Right, and it it doesn't, the bill as written doesn't require the governor to do that. It just says he should do it, where it was amended. He should give consideration to people at least 5 years service.
The main thing is on the record just saying, you know, maybe 20 years from now somebody will pop it up and say, well, here's what you said. I just believe Alaskan residents who retire can always become the adjutant general here.
Can we make that adjutant conceptual amendment?
I don't know where we'd slightly.
Well, I guess we could, but I'm not sure we need it because it says he should give preference.
Okay.
Not that he has to.
Except that persons with at least 5 years service in the Air Guard. I'm saying Mr. Chair, if I join the military and I retire in 30 years and I'm a two-star general and I move back to Haines and that job comes open, but I've never been in the Guard, I started my enlistment by coming out of Alaska, I should be eligible to be the general. That's all I'm saying.
Did you get to make an amendment?
I don't know where I'd put it in there. Or, you know, begin
make it conceptual if you like.
Yeah. Or begin, I will do that. I began your service enlistment.
Began.
At the end of at Air National Guard, or began your enlistment in Alaska. It's pretty simple.
Is that your amendment?
That, yes.
Would you restate the amendment so the clerk can get it
is
that a little
the
bit
end
better
of,
form?
At the line 14 after guard, comma, or began your enlistment in Alaska. Regular Army enlistment. Or regular service, I guess.
Or begin their
your
enlistment.
Regular service enlistment, yes.
Their regular.
Okay. Any objection to that amendment? Mm-mm. If not, the amendment carries.
That's great.
Reverend Grunberg, we're just about, I believe, ready to move this bill.
That's just fine. I apologize. I got screwed up.
Ooh, we're all like that. We're all
yeah,
like that.
We've all been like
we
what,
all
what is the amendment?
It was basically that it's an addition to the having at least 5 years service in the Alaska National Guard or Air National Guard, or begin, and this is the amendment, or begin their regular service enlistment in Alaska. So it gives broader pool,
okay.
But it still meets the same.
There was another amendment.
There's another one.
And there's another amendment, too.
Line
12 after governor instead of shall, it should.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. We talked about that.
Yeah.
You and I or somebody
That's
did.
Very good.
If there's no more discussion, I would entertain a motion to move the bill.
And this was out. Also
Mr. Chair, I so move.
Okay.
Just a second.
There was a consider and give preference.
Is that the preference?
And that's deleted.
Oh, not.
It's here.
Can give preference to.
Should consider persons with and delete the and give preference to.
Oh.
Yeah. Would you remove the bill, please, and give the bill number and the version?
Oh, thank you. Mr. Chair.
And as amended?
I move House Bill 354, version A. And amendments in individual
As amended.
As amended.
With individual.
With individual recommendations from the military.
And attached fiscal note.
And attached fiscal note. And that's all one sentence with no end.
Make a note of that.
Can I ask a question? I do apologize. Is there a reason why we have an effective date on this? Is there a need for an immediate effective date?
I'm unaware of any reason.
Because I don't generally favor them unless there's a need. You have to have a supermajority for that.
I have no knowledge of it. Maybe Mr. Bridges?
Chair, I withdraw my motion. I withdraw my motion for passing and entertain an amendment. That's your job.
Okay.
You may draw it any time. We've not voted on it yet.
We didn't. Have we had any witnesses from the department?
We have not from the department. We have Mike Bridges, who's in the Guard, but he's not speaking for the Guard.
Oh.
Any already?
I'm going to ask Mr. Bridges if
yeah.
I. Mr. Bridges, this
are
is
are you still
Max.
Online?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
This is Max Grunberg. Normally, laws don't take effect until 90 days after the governor signs them. unless there's some reason for an immediate effective date and it takes a two-thirds majority.
We didn't have any specific reason for an immediate effect thing. I think that was kind of a canned thing that I was working off for a format.
Okay.
I have no direct input on that other than there was no specific need and no situation that would generate that.
Okay. I would move we delete the effective date clause.
Any objection? Okay. So carried. We'd like to...
Oh, I get to try again and see if I can do this without coaching. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 354, Version A, as amended and with individual recommendations and fiscal note from the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee.
Thank you so much. Anything else to come before the committee?
No.
No, I'd like to thank you.
Is there any bills we're going to be introducing?
I don't have any bills to introduce. I know some have been read across the floor. We have not had requests for a hearing yet on those bills.
Okay. I actually had a couple things, and one of them was, and I was going to need to have help from you, the Civil Air Patrol would like to have a license plate, and they've got one designed, and our bill is over on the other side, right?
Yes.
I'm introducing a bill for a special license plate to deal with Masonic organizations.
Do you want to add to you?
Well, let's talk.
That would be better because we're in the, we just passed that out of Finance Committee yesterday. The license bill. So I
passed out. Good.
Yeah.
There also, it might be a great idea to put a resolution through because the Civil Air Patrol is having, because of the increased fuel prices and everybody, I mean, it's affecting everybody. It's really severely cramping them in terms of their need to be up and practicing because there are eyes and ears in a lot of situations and they're having a hard time meeting the amount of time that they need to have in the air in practice for missions, and even for missions, they're having a hard time. And if we could put through a resolution to try to help them achieve, or supporting them in achieving some federal funding.
By support, you mean appropriation?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a resolution. That'd be a form of a bill.
Well, but it would be actually looking at federal.
Or a resolution to investigate federal funding.
Yeah. Yeah, because apparently, especially with Homeland Security, there is funding that just is not being, that hasn't been touched, that they could maybe be qualified for, but they kind of need to have some help.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
We can do that as a committee bill.
Yeah.
Might have merit.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And that's all that I had to say.
Anything else? If not, I'd like to thank you for coming today. Any means adjourned.